USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
In a video released on Twitter, President Biden is wishing all those families that are missing someone due to the pandemic or any reason a happy Thanksgiving.
As we give thanks for what we have, we also keep in our hearts those who we lost and those who have lost so much. And those who have an empty seat at their kitchen table or their dining room table this year because of this virus.
President also thanking troops for their service. Biden spending Thanksgiving in Nantucket at a multi-million-dollar mansion. GoFundMe has taken down the fundraiser for the black man accused of running down white parade marchers in Waukesha, Wisconsin last weekend. The fundraiser was created to raise $5 million, the bail amount for murder suspect Daryl Brooks. Brooks is accused of intentionally driving his SUV through a Christmas parade in the Milwaukee suburb last Sunday. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to your health care? I'm happy to inform you there is the solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
TSA screenings are reaching their highest level seen since the pandemic's lowest point. A TSA spokesperson saying more than 2.3 million passengers went through security on Wednesday. As subpoenas continue to be issued by the January 6th committee, one person receiving one is speaking out.
Republican political consultant Roger Stone on Newsmax this week says the mostly partisan House Select Committee on January 6th is a witch hunt 2.0.
Well, I have until December 17th to give my formal response, and I will do that. But let me say right off the top, this is Witch Hunt 2.0. This is just a further effort by the Biden administration and the House Democrats to have a chilling effect on perfectly legal, constitutionally protected political activity.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
About 3,000 migrants are accepting a deal to legally stay in Mexico if they quit a caravan bound for the United States. That's what they had been demanding as they near the border. The deal also means organizers must promise to not assemble more caravans in the future. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton tells Fox News Border Patrol agents just would like to do their jobs.
I've talked to Border Patrol. They would love to be able to do their job. Of course, every one of these people is being pushed towards logistics and processing people instead of doing exactly what they should be doing, which is stopping people from crossing the border, stopping drugs, stopping human trafficking, and just stopping generally illegal immigration. That is not the job of Border Patrol these days.
Thanksgiving is the ultimate time to express gratitude. As we celebrate the holiday season, many of us take time to reflect on what we're thankful for. Fox News contributor Pastor Robert Jeffress joins Fox News and shares how you can help live a more thankful life.
Before you drift off to sleep every night, think of three positive things that happened to you during the day and thank God for them. There was a famous study by Emmons and McCullough that said people who dwell on positive things have a much better quality of life before they drift to sleep than those who focus on the negative things. We get to choose where we focus on the good things or the bad things. Focus on the good things and thank God for them.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.